I try to work hard for the Lord Jesus because he has done so much for me. In 1954, my mother went on a much-needed vacation. While she was on vacation and out of town, she was raped. I was born 9 months later in 1955. She never married. She was too broken and emotionally scarred. We were extremely poor. Eventually, in order to pay the rent and have food to eat, my mother gave up our car because we couldn't afford it. Because of the trauma and the shame she went through, she developed excessive compulsive disorder. This was extremely hard for me emotionally and confusing to me as a young boy. Somewhere around age 7, I saw on TV that we needed to look to God to go to heaven before we died. I didn't understand it, so I asked my mom, "What do I need to do to go to heaven?" She said, "I think you have to be born again." I asked her, "How do you do that?" My mom said, "I don't know." I remember feeling very sad and also feeling afraid because I no longer believed that if I were to die, I would go to heaven. I knew that I would go to hell. My mother never knew it, but I went over to my bed, put my head under my pillow, and started crying. I said, "Jesus, I don't want to go to hell when I die. My mom told me I have to be born again. I don't know how to do it, and I don't have anyone else to ask. Please send someone to teach me before it's too late." A couple of weeks later, a pastor from a local church knocked on our door and introduced himself. My mom was a little afraid to let him in, so she told him that now was not a good time and to try to come back later. When my mom closed the door, she asked me, she said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think she's okay." "Yeah," she said, "I think he's okay too. If he comes back, we'll let him in." But he never did come back. But the harvest was larger than he had time to knock on every door more than once. The harvest needed more laborers than just him. My prayer at age 7 didn't get answered. And by the time I was 17, I was bitter, angry, and a hardened teenager. My attitude was that I wanted to throw off the things that reminded me of our poverty and the mistreatment and the teasing of not having a father, so I became selfish and angry. I was working now, and I had my own car and my own money, and the choices I made were very bad. I was on a dark road. I did feel some guilt for the things that I was doing, but I felt justified because of all that I had been through. On Tuesday night, November the 6th, 1973, an old school friend took me to a crusade where for the first time in my life, it was explained to me how to be born again. I went forward that night and accepted Christ as my Savior. I was 18. The guilt and shame and bitterness in my life fell away. I now knew that I had been forgiven. It took over 11 years for my prayer to be answered about how to be born again. Maybe if there had been more workers in Christ's harvest, someone would have shared with me how to be saved before age 18. This may have prevented all the anger, guilt, and bitterness and bad choices that had already taken root in my life. My two best friends from high school, who were on the same road that I was, didn't get saved, and they were both dead by age 30. The number of laborers is still too few. Everything you need to be successful will be provided, but first you must accept the call from Christ to join the harvest. I am sure you have many questions. We can contact you and get all your questions answered. My prayer is that those of you whom the Lord has tugged on your heart, I know that it's hard to step out in faith and commit to do something that you've never done before. But I promise you, if Christ is calling you, he will be faithful to train you and to use you for his honor and glory.